Welcome to the weekend. It's the news, according to me. Yeah, well, it's the weekend wrap-up. I'm just not sure what to call it. The weekend roundup, I guess. It's maybe the month roundup. It's the end of the month. It's October 31st. It's 10:22 Eastern Standard Time. On Sunday, 2021. Now you know. Now you know everything you need to know. That's all my show is about. This is the month wrap up, weekend wrap up. End of the month, weekend wrap up. I'm drinking sweet tea from a little place I like to call Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. That's right. I got sweet tea from Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Now, you might ask me, how in the world could I possibly do that? Because it's impossible to get anything from Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Well, the key is, you buy it on Saturday, you put it in the refrigerator. That's how I do that. It's a delicate process. It has to be handled with care. But it's, you know, with a little pre-planning, you can accomplish this task. You too can do this. I have a five-page pamphlet, white paper, that you can purchase for $27 on how to do this process. It's complicated. Oh, so much has happened in the last week or two or month or year. The news cycle has ramped up, in my opinion, over the past few years. Since 9/11. I think that's really when it really started to ramp up. And part of that is by design, by the way. If you read the book Rules for Radicals, you will find an interesting part of that. I think it's a whole chapter dedicated to overwhelming the system. It's called Overwhelming the System. And the reason that they go about that, and there's a couple different reasons that it happens, but it's very clear one of the main reasons that it's done is to provide a way to be able to do things under the cover of all these other events. Gives the news media plenty to pick from in terms of events. So the news media only has a certain amount of time that they can spend talking about the news. There's only 24 hours in a day, and they have these topics, this narrative that comes to the top of their little newscast, and they talk about those things. And whether it's right-wing or left-wing news media, they have a tendency to go after the same things and talk about the same things. And the left, their default that they go back to talk about is Trump. I just saw yesterday, it's an end this morning, MSNBC. Apparently the World Series is going on, I guess. I don't know what that's about. I guess there's a series of worlds. That's going on. And I'm here in Atlanta right now. I just happen to be in Atlanta. Again, the interesting thing about this is that President Trump showed up last night to the game. And, of course, he was doing the tomahawk chop thing, which I thought they outlawed that. I thought that was a racist thing. Making a hand look like an axe is a racist thing. It's a racist against axe, I guess. Axes. What if a lumberjack has more than one axe? What do you say? You say, "What's your axe eye over here?" Is it axes? I don't know what that is. Anyway, they're making this hand chopping thing, and apparently, I just saw the headline that CNN was asking people what they thought about President Trump being at the game, and apparently the CNN anchor was laughing. Of course, they're only going to pick what they want you to hear, but. I don't click on CNN stuff, even if the headline is, I just found it interesting that they had to put Trump in the headline in order to And then I saw, as I was waking up this morning, I accidentally left my TV on last night. I had the mute on, but I had the TV on. I woke up and this lady was chatting away about the January 6th event and how many of the people who entered the building had dozens of meetings with people in Congress. Because, you know, they were all planning this insurrection. I think this lady was a congresswoman or a senator, possibly. I don't know who she was. I didn't recognize her. But she had that look about her, that cartoonish kind of look. And so I just was kind of reading the ticker across the bottom, and I think they actually had closed captions on this particular hotel. When you turn on the mute button, you get closed captions on some channels. So it sounded like she was, you know, implying that they had planned all this. This was, you know, that they need to investigate some of these senators. They need to launch an investigation. Because that's what they do. They launch investigations. They go after people. They collect a lot of data that they can use against them later, their political careers. They play this game all the time. This past week, Merrick Garland was grilled, I put that in quotes, actually, by senators, some kind of committee. And they were talking about, different things. The big thing was this whole letter with the parents and treating parents like domestic terrorists, classifying them as domestic terrorists. There needs to be a little bit better definition of what terrorism is, because when someone punches someone else, that's assault and battery. That's not terrorism. The broad definition of what terrorism is, you could stretch that into anything. And unfortunately, they don't differentiate. We all know what a terrorist is, or what it's just someone who randomly kills people or does something that's, you know, for the purpose of political manipulation. The news, the legacy news media would fall into that, pretty much. Because, you know, words are violence, according to academia these days. The tough part about all this is, and I know I'm just rambling on right now, it's Sunday morning, it's my Sunday morning ramble. Maybe I'll call it the Sunday morning ramble. Just me just kind of explurging, which isn't even a word, all of my thoughts and ideas, just let them roll. Just open up the gates of my brain and just let it all spill out. But they use this news media thing, and so the news media can jump from one thing to the next, and they can hide. While they're doing that, they can make big deals out of some things, keep the narrative going. And in the meantime, the powers that be can have all these other things going on. It normally would make news, but these other big things, supposedly, the big things that we're supposed to care about, while they continue to gut the country. And they turn around and wonder, well, why all of a sudden is there a supply chain shortage? Oh, no. It must have been Trump's fault. That Trump has left us in a mess. No. These are Democrat policies coming to fruition. We've had, there was plenty of people warning about this. The economy, if they would have just left it alone, things would be fine. And we have issues with, they wouldn't be fine, but they'd be certainly much better. We were a net exporter of energy. Now we are once again dependent on OPEC and China. That's by design. The former vice president has even said that. He said, well, you know, I don't have anything in mind for the short term. Basically, I didn't have any ideas for the short term. And then he says something about OPEC. We have to depend on OPEC and see what they're going to do. We're negotiating with OPEC. We shouldn't be negotiating with anybody. We could be a net supplier of energy in this world. We don't have to negotiate with anybody. They need to negotiate with us. That's the position we were in when he took over. And he, day one, changed that. Because that was just too much. So, having said all of that, it's just, you know, that's my little rant, ramble. Ramble and rant. That's what I'm doing. Interesting stuff going on. We got vax mandate issues. I wasn't going to get into this right off the bat, but of course I always do. I always just go right to the COVID. I go straight for the COVID because that's what I do. It affects all of our lives so much. I have a very interesting take on this whole governor's race out here in Virginia. It's crazy, wacky stuff going on. Crazy and wacky stuff going on out there. They now have Carmella has come in and spoken to, I don't know who, the campaign crowds. She's on the campaign trail. Biden spoke. Carmella spoke. Barack Obama spoke. Who else has spoken? Someone else was in there doing their thing as well. I don't know who all that was. Doesn't seem to be helping a whole lot, from what I can tell. In fact, it seems that there are some, I would say, issues going on. One is he's behind in the polls tremendously. He's already hired a law firm, which was a former Clinton law firm, to prepare for election issues. Of course, we have the most secure elections on the planet, unless Democrats lose, then it's, you know, because I'm sure the Russians are going to hack the governorship election over there. They're going to blame all kinds of things. Now, Youngkin has not had Trump come in and campaign for him. However, he is definitely, I think he's endorsed by Trump. However, it's going to be an interesting race. Very interesting race. To see what happens here, especially in the aftermath. Because right now, it looks like Youngkin's going to win. Now, like I've said, there's plenty of shenanigans. It is Virginia. There's probably going to be shenanigans of all sorts and types and kinds of possibilities. So I'm not putting it past them to do, you know, I'm just not doubting anything. So, we have that going on. Then we also have the booster situation. And we had a Harvard professor come out. Speaking of COVID, we had a Harvard professor come out. Harvard professor. A left-wing Harvard professor who has studied this whole situation. And, of course, now the CDC has found some obscure study in the U.S. that says that natural immunity is not as good as the vaccine. I don't know anything more about it than that. I haven't dug into it at all. All I know is that I saw the headline. They're going to use that one study in the face of about seven other studies that show the opposite. Most of those other studies are from other countries. Dependable countries. This is government information from Israel, not an independent study. This was government study information. It says that natural immunity is seven times better against the Delta variant than is the vaccines. They have the highest population of vaccinated individuals in Israel, which is alarming to me. For one reason, namely, just bear with me on this. Stay with me on this one. It's not as so much that I necessarily think that this is the case, but it certainly causes me some concern. The same spirit that was trying to kill the Jews in World War II, is the same spirit that's still on the earth today. The enemy is trying to get rid of those people. Any believer, really. Because by faith we are all sons of Abraham, so to speak. Judaic roots of our faith. They simply have not accepted Messiah. And the troubling thing about this is that they, what if we find that this thing has long-term implications, issues, and if it weakens that country, it weakens all countries for that matter, but we just don't know. You know, time is, I think there's like a 24-month test period for some of these tests that they're supposed to go through. You can't speed that up. You can't just straighten out the road. They say they didn't cut corners. They just straightened out the road. That's baloney. You can't straighten out the road and make it. It doesn't matter whether there's corners or not. If the road is 24 miles long, it's 24 miles long. Time is still time. The clock still has to, you know, the hands on the clock still have to go around and round and round, just like the wheels on the bus, in order to make that happen. And that's just not what they're doing. Cutting a corner would mean, well, what's supposed to be 24 months, we just made it 12 months. That would be cutting a corner. It would be cutting time out of the picture. And yet we are in a race. Now, I don't know if part of the issue is this December 8th thing. If part of that is that that's for federal employees and federal contractors. And I think that you know, is part of that the issue of just we're coming into an election year and they want to get this thing. They are convinced that having the vaccine is going to stop COVID. And then they're going to be the heroes. They're going to win the 2022 elections. Is that what it's about? Could be. I think there's something more nefarious going on. It's more than that. I believe that there is a rush to get this done. And I believe that at least somebody knows. Maybe it's just the big pharma companies that are pushing this thing. They know that they need to get this thing done. There is a county in Ireland, for instance, has a 97% fully vaccinated population. One of the larger counties. Population density in Ireland is fairly high. Small country, a lot of people. And this one county apparently is experiencing extremely high breakthrough cases. I'm not calling them that. Let's just call it what it is. Extremely high cases, period, among vaccinated individuals. Hence the booster. There's an interesting report by a guy on YouTube. I'm surprised he's been allowed to stay on YouTube and he hasn't been, which I always wonder about people like that who are able to say things without being censored. Now, he went through all the, he's very good and thorough about going through all the data. And one of the things he mentioned was that the one prime minister and the one, in fact, he was talking about the CDC report. I believe he's from Australia. He mostly reports on things from Australia, but he also pulls in data from other countries as well sometimes. One of the things that he was talking about was how the CDC report about the, you know, natural immunity not being as strong as the vaccination. He said that the numbers just do not bear that out in terms of other studies in other countries and everything. This one study that happens to be what the CDC is touting is the only one he could find that said otherwise. He showed the data and it's very clear. He puts things in charts and graphs and analyzes everything. And just almost every day kind of looks at things, every couple of days anyway, goes over all the charts. And one of the promising things was that initially, when people were vaccinated, the hospitalizations went down. That is now changing. There are other issues happening. Now, hospitals are being overrun by not COVID, supposedly, but other respiratory and other illnesses. This is becoming, especially among young kids. Now, all the studies that are peer-reviewed about young kids with this vaccine are that the vaccine is actually more dangerous for kids, more hospitalizations from the vaccination than there are from COVID. Why are they pushing this thing? What is the motive here? I know that Big Pharma is making money on every single jab. I'm very fully aware of that. Now, maybe every time they do a series of jabs, they make $1 billion or more, probably more than that. So, we need a booster, another billion. Need another booster, another billion. The question is, what is this doing to your immune system? One of the things that Dr. Malone was talking about was the cytotoxicity issue, cytotoxicity issue. And there's a couple different types of cytotoxic issues. And one of the things he was talking about is how the body reacts for a longer period of time and how cytotoxicity causes other issues if it goes on for too long. Whereas the spike protein issue is where your body actually develops a natural immunity. And then there's the memory B cells. Everybody talks about the T cells. There are memory B cells that actually your body remembers how to create the antibodies. It's not about just having the antibodies. It's about your memory B cells knowing how to create antibodies. So if you catch it again, now if you have the antibodies, theoretically it's in your system already. If you get exposed to the virus, your body fights it off almost immediately. You won't even get any symptoms at all. You can be exposed to COVID and not even get it. It just has no ability to take root. If those antibodies have waned, but your memory B cells are able to create those antibodies again, my understanding. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm just telling you what I've understood. My understanding is that you could potentially get COVID, and your memory B cells will create the antibodies again to fight off that virus. Now, the variant, of course, if it's depending on, and now my understanding is also your antibodies, your B cells are able to produce a broader range of antibodies for the variants as well. We'll fight off things much easier. Much better, I should say. That's my COVID rant for right now. That's all I'm gonna say about that for right now. All I'll say about that. This last week, the Attorney General was being grilled. I was kind of talking about that a little bit. And again, this is getting back to the whole news cycle, everything that's going on. I think he was grilled for like hours and hours and hours. It's like 6 or 7, 10 hours. I don't know what he was up there. Being grilled by Congress. This guy is very obstinate when he's being asked questions. If you have a chance to listen, I'm not going to play it because I can't stand listening to the guy, but Cory Booker had this big passionate questioning session, and he was looking at, he acted like he was chewing out, like he was mad at Garland. And he takes out, this is one of those people who, if he's mad at someone else, he can take out his anger on whoever he's talking to. Makes it look like he's mad at that individual. You might see this occasionally in a restaurant where a woman is talking to a man and she's talking about something that happened to her at work. But if you watch the body language, it makes it look like she makes it look like she's mad at him or the person she's talking to. him or her, whoever it is. This happens a lot between women and men. Now, it can happen the other way around as well. I'm not saying it just goes one way. In fact, I've seen men do it to men, where they're talking about something that happened, and they're all heated, and they're staring at the other guy, and they're pointing their finger, and they're saying stuff, and it makes it look like they're mad at the guy they're talking to. They're actually talking about a story. They were mad. They're taking out their anger, things that they should be taking out on the person who has actually made them angry. They're kind of taking out on the person across the table. It's a very uncomfortable position to be in. I've been in that position. Someone's chewing me out for something that someone else did to them. And it's the way it looks is very uncomfortable as well. It's very disconcerting. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's what was going on with Cory Booker. It's very weird exchange. He was getting all excited, mad. Speaking of COVID, about every other thing I'm going to talk about is COVID. Apparently it's a hotly debated issue again now about the origins of COVID again. They're talking about possibility of it being, there's originally, see, when people came out and said that this thing came from a lab, everybody said, that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, you're nuts. So this is, they literally got people banned off of Facebook and social media for saying that it came from a lab. Then it turned around to the other side of it, and it basically said that if you didn't say it came from a lab, you were a conspiracy theory guy, giving false information. It should be fact-checked. Now, apparently that debate is still out there, because apparently some people are being ridiculed or discussed. I guess there's some discussion between some countries and what's going on with some investigation that's going on about the Wuhan lab and whether the origins of this thing. It's of course now that my question is, and I lean a little bit more towards this, that it was actually a deliberate act. This thing was being created and experimented with for the very purpose of doing what they did. How convenient that would happen a year before an election, you know, in the election year, this thing came out and destroyed the potential of a political candidate. It's just way too weird for me. That's especially considering the people who were involved with this whole thing and behind the scenes and Fauci and everything else. Very, very questionable, suspicious, sinister. And if you hang around long enough, there's a book I'm writing. I should have it done before the end of next year. Hopefully, I get it done before around the beginning of next year. But it's about the conspiracy and the real conspiracy behind what everybody calls the conspiracy. Why nobody can put their finger on what's really going on. Because there's more behind what's going on than just people talking in rooms. Things happen. I call it the book is called The Conspiracy with a question mark, and then the subtitle is The Evidence of Things Unseen. Planning on putting that book out, hopefully the beginning of the year, before spring. That's my plan. That's how things go in the next month or so. Again, we're continuously being inundated with the issue of the unvaxxed, how they're killing us all, you know, because that's happening. So, oh, by the way, this last week, General Milley got out in the news again, came out and confirmed that China did launch at least one. Now we're finding out they may have launched more than one of these hypersonic, basically gliders. It's an in-orbit, maneuverable in-orbit missile type thing. Hypersonic. And Milley came out and confirmed it. He said it's a righteous missile. Yes, that's what he said. Like the righteous strike that we had over in Afghanistan that turned out to be not so righteous. It's a very bad strike, actually. This guy's a complete incompetent case of wokeism, walking wokeism. That's a general. He should resign. He's absolutely incompetent. Comes out and says this. I don't know if it's true or not. And everything these people say, it's usually the opposite. And of course, they're still saying, oh, we're so stunned by this. It's all an act, folks. If our military was actually stunned by this, they wouldn't be saying they were stunned by this. This is an act. They don't want the Chinese, one, to know that we knew about it, and two, to know that we have a technology to shoot them down. If they really are stunned by it and we don't have the technology, what have you guys been doing for the last 50 years? With all the billions and billions and trillions of dollars you've been spending on development, on defense. You guys have been asleep at the wheel, fat, dumb, and happy, like nothing's happening out there. Oh, yeah, they're not developing anything over there. Everything's fine. We're just buying Cracker Jacks and plastic stuff from China. That's all they produce. We're not building up an army. We're not building an island in the middle of the ocean. Sure, that's all for just, you know, put condos on it for vacationers. Inflation's coming, folks. Store shelves are emptier than I've seen in a while, long time. The absolute continuation of the act that we see from our White House. They don't know what they're doing. They just don't know what they're doing. Tried to watch, I watched about 10 seconds of the Carmella speech for the Virginia governor. And that's about all I could stand to listen to. She's putting on an act, putting on a show. This woman is one heartbeat away from being the president of the United States. And it is absolutely terrifying to me. We go from a level of incompetence and ineptness to a level of just a deeper level. I mean, just the epitome of incompetence is on its way to the White House. I still hear reporters talking about Biden running in 2024. Folks, he's not going to make it to the end of 2022. I seriously doubt that by the end of December, we're not at the Democrats will be talking about Biden leaving. Now, they can probably, with the media that they have, they could probably pull off propping him up, as long as nothing major medically happens, like a stroke or something like that. They could probably prop him up to the end of 2022, or at least until after the election, 2022 election. They need, and they know their time is short, and they need to get this spending bill done. They want to get it done and out of the way and behind them, because they don't want it to be an issue in the 2022 election. They know that the memory of our nation is apparently, the people in this country, apparently is about 3 minutes long. They forget stuff 2 weeks later. At least the general populace does. The independents do, apparently. Because something bad can happen, and I swear, 2 or 3 weeks later, they're on to the next thing, and they forget totally about what the big event that just happened. So that's what I'm looking at this point. I'm looking at they want to get this done out of the way, get the whole vaccine thing out of the way. Everybody on the boosters. You know, once they get people vaccinated, then you can't refuse the booster. because you were okay with the vaccine before. And the question is, what is this thing doing to you? Maybe it's not doing anything. Maybe it's great. I don't know. Maybe those of us who haven't been vaccinated are all going to die. I don't know. I'm very suspicious. And at this point, it's not a matter of, well, in fact, I probably should play the audio of this particular young lady. let's see if I can find it here real quick. As I'm talking here, I'm going to try to find this. So I might be a little bit, distracted, I guess. It's here somewhere. Here it is. It's pretty powerful speech. And so I'm going to try to play this for you. See if it'll play with audio.
That renders the system oppressive. It is always the methods by which the goal is pursued. Whenever a government claims to have the people's interest at heart, you need to think again. In the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite sincerely concerned about the well-being of regular people. What makes any of us think that it is different now? If the age of enlightenment has brought forth anything, then certainly this. Never take anything any government tells you at face value. Always question everything any government does or does not do. Always look for ulterior motives and always ask, cui bono, who benefits? Whenever a political elite pushes an agenda this hard and resorts to extortion and manipulation to get their way, you can almost always be sure your benefit is definitely not what they had at heart. As far as I'm concerned, I will not be vaccinated with anything that has not been properly vetted and tested and has shown no sound scientific evidence that the benefits outweigh the disease itself and possible long-term side effects, which to this day we don't know anything about. I will not be reduced to a mere guinea pig by getting vaccinated with an experimental drug. And I will most assuredly not get vaccinated because my government tells me to and promises in return I will be granted freedom. Let's be clear about one thing. No one grants me freedom, for I am a free person. So I dare the European Commission and the German government. Throw me in jail, lock me up, and throw away the key for all I care. But you will never be able to coerce me into being vaccinated if I, the free citizen that I am, choose not to be vaccinated.
Don't know what her name is for sure. I can find it for you if you really need that. But just wanted to leave that there because this is what we're up against. We have a government now forcing by proxy our employers to instill a mandate saying, well, the business, it's a private business, so it has the right to mandate your vaccine. It's a private business, they can make it. Well, the private business is being by proxy, by the government's hand, forced. I know that this employer I work for right now currently, I'm positive they would not be forcing a vaccine mandate on us. I know that they wouldn't. It's been known from management very, very well. Their hands are tied. They think that they have to do it because the OMB is telling them they have to do it. They're in a tough spot. So they're telling the businesses that they have to do it to comply. But they're a private business, so they can force us to do it because they're a private business. So the American public isn't being forced to do it. Government's not forcing the American public to do it. There are people in the government, I should say government workers, government employees, who are resisting this. mandates in New York City, mandates in other cities and counties and countries, they're turning it down, and it's going to shut down some of these states and some of these cities. It is already. Big mistake.
Well, just go hire more people. Screw them. Let them go out and kill themselves.
All right. That's what's going to happen. So, that's my weekend wrap-up. So that's as far as I'm going to go with it. There was quite a few other things I kind of wanted to talk about, but I'm just going to leave it at that for now. And that should be good enough. Hope you have a wonderful November, because it's coming up. Get lots of things done. Spend time with your family today. God bless.